I think it's encouraging to see that people are concerned about the move by the Dublin government to try to force the 26 counties into joining NATO, to force us into a position of ending our neutrality, the wee bit that's left in it. We as a council, I think a good number of months ago, had voted on a motion I put forward and was not opposed at all and supported, that we called on the Dublin government to have a referendum in relation to our neutrality. I believe that if a referendum was held, that the vast majority of people would fully support the keeping of our neutrality. It's something that's really important. If you look what it actually means, who NATO is, and if you look at the wars that NATO has been involved in terms of Afghanistan and other countries, and the thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands of dead people, women, children, men slaughtered solely in the interest of the imperialist wars, and the imperialist wars being fought solely in the interest, yet again, of capitalism, neoliberalism. So why would somebody not oppose that?
Neil, what do you say to people who are calling this vandalism?
What we really need to focus on is why people feel motivated enough to do this. Why do people feel motivated enough to oppose the move by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the economic classes to remove our neutrality, that they want to see our youth and our children prosperous, not away fighting foreign wars in the interest of making wealthy people wealthy, invading countries. You don't invade a country to help them. You invade a country to slaughter them, to kill them, to maim them, to destroy their infrastructure solely that those big multinational companies can then profit. So our position needs to be very, very clear, and it's time that the government called a referendum. I would call on the TDs in this county to state publicly, to state their position in relation to neutrality. Do they support the continuation of our position as staying neutral as a state? Do they support the Donegal County Council's position calling for a referendum on neutrality? And I think the public needs to hear this. This is a very worrying time. The continents of the world, most of them are at war at the moment, and people are concerned. And people are concerned for the next generation. They're concerned for the young people of this state at the moment. Are they going to be forced to go and fight wars that has nothing to do with us? And people do want to keep the position of neutrality. And I think that five TDs should state their position publicly and not ignore such an important question.